With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And with a quick turn, skipper Alex Dock slams it in.
Lindegaard making Forrest back pedal. Davis looking to help it into the path of Morris. He's found him via the deflection. It's Aaron Davis. He could win it. He probably has won it for Yeovil.
Oh, and it's an opening goal. What a start. Madden, after just 6 minutes, gives Yeovil the lead.
Stansfield, good turn away from Trott. Goal!
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Glovers Cast. I'm Ian, here today to talk about an away win, the first away win in forever. Ben Barrett.
Hello.
And a man who witnessed it, a man who was there in person to witness the first away win of this season, the first one since Altrincham at the end of last season.
The first away win since the last away win I saw. Yeah.
Mr. That is David true. Coates.
Hi, how are you? I found the power cable, so I'm back. Yes.
Good. I've got an engineer coming tomorrow. If anyone today? From Vodafone's listening, today as you're listening. If anyone from Vodafone is listening, sort it out. Never leave BT, even if it's half the price. Just it's worth the expense.
Sort it out, Coops. Sort it out, Cooper. Do you reckon your engineer will be called Cooper?
I don't know. I'll ask him.
Yeah.
Is your name Cooper?
I wonder if his first name is Cooper.
Cooper.
Yeah, Cooper. Super Cooper. Anyway.
Super Cooper. Sorry.
Cooper. Cooper.
Strong start, lads. Strong start.
That is.
Strong
start. We've already got Abba in.
Yeah. Yes, Dagenham. I saw a man eating jellied eels. I don't even make that up on the train station. There was a man with a cone with a cocktail stick eating chunks of jellied eel, and they looked just about as disgusting as you would imagine they looked.
Is that a specialty in Dagenham?
Yeah, that is East End cuisine, I think. Yeah.
All right.
So, I did think to myself, eel is probably fairly unpleasant anyway. Why would you want to cover it in jelly to make it any better? Why?
It's not like Hartley's jelly, though, is it? Not like strawberry jelly.
Can I just say, we're not in America, so you don't call what Hartley's make jelly. That is jam, Ben. That is very clearly jam.
No, but they make the actual jelly in the little cubes that you then heat up. That's the same company.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. But no, it's not. It's like...
Gelatin.
Yeah, some kind of Vaseline or something. Anyway, enough about Vaselining an eel. Let's talk about a game of football, shall we? Oh dear, I've ruined this already, haven't I?
It's gone downhill very quickly.
That's what
Let's review the lineup. What did we all think when we saw the team news? We thought, oh, Josh Thornton's in the centre of defence. What did we think when we saw the team news? Other than Ian trying to tell me 17 different ways that the lineup was, so I had to keep making different versions of the graphic.
I didn't tell you 17. I told you it was a 4-2-3-1.
I did quite a lot of versions of the graphic.
When the team came out, Cleaver walked up to me in the social club outside Dagenham saying 4-3-3, 4-3-3. No, it's catching on, but yeah.
No. I mean, Ben, you did a graphic before you even had team news because you thought you'd take a punt at what it was going to be.
I was busy at 2 o'clock.
But still managed to do half a dozen other sheet, team lineups.
Dedication to the cause, that is, my friends. Dedication to the cause.
Oh, well, you're going to share this app with other people, Ben.
Wait, it's not my app. You can download the damn thing.
Yeah, but you put in the chat saying, "Oh, I'll do the team when the team's out. I'll put it on my app."
What can we answer the question? What did we think when we saw the team news? Cooper in, Bevan back.
All I thought, and this is probably typical of my tactical analysis of things, is like, "Oh, there's lots of attackers on there, isn't there?" Very attacking. That's what I thought. I didn't really think about the defensive behind it.
I think I was most surprised to see Jordan Young. I think that was the name that of the players that we've signed and the players that we've already got. I think that I just presume we'd see Linton or Fisher from the start. So,
Just a quick word. According to Flash Scores, Ewan Clark played rather than Jack.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, if you believe Flash Scores, Ewan Clark played.
It definitely wasn't him. Or if it was him, then he's got a lot better, I would say.
All burn.
And he looks like, sort of, well, no, he doesn't look so much like, well, it kind of looks more like Jack Grealish now. He's not quite as slight as he was last time I saw him when he was playing for us. But yes, very attacking. Very attacking in a very positive way. Was good. My thought of the team, of the team. And I thought to myself, well, I do hope we don't do what we did last time out and start like we've been asleep for the last 2 weeks. And we absolutely didn't. We did the complete opposite. And we started with a bit of a flash and a bang. And the combinations between young Maguire Drew, not young Maguire Drew, although he's fairly young, Oliver Bore and Jack Clark were very good. As soon as we got the ball to him, our forward line looked like what I imagined Dagenham's forward line to look like. Because I thought, well, just Walker, Paul McCallum obviously didn't come on to the second half. Juna Marais, Miles Weston, I thought, yeah, they get the ball to them, they're going to cause us all kinds of problems going forward. Be tricky and a little passes and all the rest of it. And that's exactly what we did. And I know you guys have seen the highlights already, but even before the penalty came around the half an hour mark, there were quite a few opportunities, weren't they? Andrew, the right winger, had one, and I think we had there was one that was offside in the end, but I think Maguire Drew brought the crap Tesco sandwich, got a few good saves out of just Ham in goal.
I thought when you look at the highlights, there was some brilliant movement and all those sort of like reverse passes. We've got a lot of left footers in that team at the moment, haven't we? Like all playing on the wrong side. And it felt like the Dagenham commentators who were talking over each other on the highlights, that even they were saying how there's, you know, the interplay and the movement between the forwards is really impressive. And we can't I've said that many times this season.
No, not going forward. Usually it's talking positively about us defensively, but no, not going forward at all. Did anyone particularly jump out to you guys out of what you've seen on the highlights?
Clark.
Well, yeah. I didn't know what to make of Jack Clark because when we signed him, I kind of had that feeling of, yeah, really? He was Poundland Jack Grealish, wasn't he? And he wasn't very good. He wasn't very big. He got pushed off the ball very easily. We didn't see a lot of him because he was in and out of the squad an awful lot. But actually, I think he could be quite important over the rest of the season, because he clearly has, as you say, he's bulked out a bit. He's probably got a bit more in the way of experience. He's obviously played in better with better players up at Chesterfield for a while. So, yeah, I think Clark was one that would stand out for me. I was going to ask about Cooper, actually, because his first sort of foray in to the side. And I thought it was interesting that after the game, they spoke about Coops at the bottom of the three. And obviously, with Staunton going back to the defence, we've been saying for a while that defence needs its own Josh Staunton. Have we fixed that by giving the defence Josh Staunton?
Well, absolutely. I agree. But there is nothing, although we're going to have to change something because, as we know, Jamie Record's suspended for Tuesday night. But defensively, if we could have that defence for the rest of the season, I'd be very happy based on that performance. Obviously, Owen Bevan was exceptional. Morgan Williams was very good as well. But yeah, I really like that defence. Against when McCallum came on in the second half, and I know we get to second half, he did cause us more issues, which we maybe brought on ourselves a little bit by sitting back a bit too much. But yeah, we didn't, certainly in the first half, I don't think Grant Smith had a real save to make particularly. So yeah, absolutely. And I put in my conclusions that I think the biggest compliment I can pay Charlie Cooper is that I didn't really notice him. And as somebody who obsesses with forward players, he definitely isn't a forward player, but he'll sit there and he'll be neat and tidy and pass the ball around and win his tackles and get things moving and all of that. But you probably won't notice him a great deal. But I think if you don't notice him, that's almost the biggest compliment you can give him, because he's just doing a job back there, and it was exactly what we needed. I was very impressed with him.
We've said that about a few, haven't we? Mm-hmm. You know, if you echo those words, you'll go back on enough of our podcast and find us going, well, Dale Gorman didn't really do an awful lot, but that's a good thing. Well, Charlie Lee didn't really do an awful lot, but I don't think that's a bad thing at all. We just didn't notice he was there. Mm-hmm. But when they come out, you might notice them. And we've said that a few times since we dropped back into non-league. And if that's the quality, I mean, it's a one game form guide at the moment. Yeah. But if he extends that to 2, 3, 4, I think the solution of as I mentioned, we needed the defense needed its own Josh Staunton. Well, the solution may have been to give the midfield another one. And if the midfield's got one now, yeah, that might be a real positive. So I'm glad he's got off to a decent enough start. And I hope it carries on, to be fair. We need to address the penalty.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to argue my case that I was sat behind the goal, and it's very difficult to get any kind of depth perception from where I was.
I don't think you need to defend yourself, Dave. You're not the referee. You're not the arbiter of the match.
No, but I think I put in my match report something about... No. I think I put in my match report something about Worthington broke into the box. I think I put the word "just" in brackets because, yeah, it was such it was touch and go. But if you watch the highlights and listen to the Dagenham commentators, they were saying it was a penalty first off, and it was only when they watched it back that they thought it wasn't. But yeah, we maybe got away with one there.
It moved quite quickly though, didn't it? It was quite a fast flowing move. In like right on the edge of the box, and yeah, you can see why the referee sort of did it, because the way Worthington falls,
it's a foul.
Yeah,
okay, it's definitely a foul,
and but... definitely a straight red as well.
No, I don't think it is.
I'm Joe. I know.
Oh, sorry,
you can't see my face. But
I can't
yes.
see your face. I can't see your face. It's Dave. Just the highlights kind of jump around a little bit. Everyone's lined up for the penalty before he sends him off.
Yeah.
So everyone's around the circle. Yeah. So does he take a while to decide, actually, I need to send him off?
Yes, he does. Yeah. There was a definite pause in between. And the thing is, nobody complained that it wasn't a penalty. And the lad who got sent off, Phibbs, he didn't complain. He took his red card and went off. And we kind of wondered whether he got a booking for the foul. And then maybe he said something and he got a second booking, but I only saw a red card. So, I thought it was a harsh red card. I thought it was definitely a yellow card. But yeah, it, it, it there, there was maybe, I don't know, a minute or so. And he didn't really seem to talk to anyone, the referee, and you know, he didn't talk to the linesman or anything like that. So, yeah, but...
Isn't it, it's just meant to be a yellow card when you give a penalty, isn't it? And it's the last man. Have you got a rule there, Ben?
I don't have a rule, but I know the rule. The denial of a goal-scoring opportunity, not last man. Being last man doesn't make a damn bit of difference. If you deny a goal-scoring opportunity, it's a red card offence.
Yeah, well, there was a good couple of defenders within the proximity, yeah, wasn't there?
Again, so, it doesn't matter if it was last man or not, but I think there were enough people that were going to get a potential blocking.
Yeah.
For me, it's not a pen and it's not a red card. Oh, well. Sorry.
I don't care.
Yeah, that's the overriding feeling here. Couldn't care less.
So, but can I say that is the first time in a very long time where I felt confident about us taking a penalty.
Oh, really?
Seeing Jordan Maguire pick the ball up, and you just thought, he's going to score this. Yeah, absolutely, he's going to score this. And it was a little Peter Dinklage over the keeper that I was thinking of when I thought that. I thought, we're going to have another go at having that as a title. I was confident he was going to score and banged it straight down the middle, didn't he? And I saw someone on Facebook saying something about, oh, he was lucky there. If the keeper had stood his ground, he would have saved it. And it was like, can't be that lucky. It went, can't be that bad. It went in, didn't it? So,
oh, he was lucky. If the keeper dived right, he would have saved that one.
It seemed a strange comment, but there we go.
I'll be honest. When I saw your clip from your angle, I thought, oh, that's a bit close to the keeper. Like the keeper's almost dived past it. But then you watch the highlights and the keeper's nowhere near it. It's fine.
No.
But it's just your angle. I thought, oh, keeper sort of goes beyond the ball. But actually, I think it's fine. I thought it was interesting after the match. Mark Cooper said something that felt really obvious. And it was only when I thought about it again afterwards that I kind of went, oh, yeah. He said, it's really important when they go down to 10 men that you score the penalty. Yeah. And I went, well, yeah, duh, obvious. But actually, the point is, had we missed it, suddenly they've got something to defend. Yeah. They've got the nil. They can just shut up shop if they want to. Yeah. And with our record of breaking teams down, and as a side that's just missed another penalty, you kind of start thinking, oh God, are we gonna manage to break this side down? But actually, staying at 1-0 meant that they had to make a change, and they did make a change. And it's not a bad change to be able to make, is it, to bring Paul McCallum on?
No, absolutely. And they're a good side. I know we had Terry on the podcast last week, and there were a few fans I saw afterwards saying, "Oh, well, we won't make the playoffs with that kind of thing." But they've got some good players there, and say testament to us in the first half that we kept them as quiet as we did. But yeah, when they made the change and they started playing it a lot longer, I think I said before, I felt we made a rod for our own back a bit by sitting back more than we did. And if we'd have carried on, although it probably would be a lot to ask for us to carry on with the sort of intensity and intricacy that we did in the first half. But if we'd have carried on like that, I think it would have been a lot more comfortable, but we didn't. And we kind of played dance to their tune a little bit in the second half. And McCallum was at the heart of all of it. Grant Smith had to make a couple of saves. It looked like he hurt his hand at one point, Grant Smith. There was quite a long period where he went, where the physio was on. He looked like he'd... he was having some problems with his hand, but then I think he turned one around the post. So he did again make a couple of good saves. But yeah, McCallum's not a bad. I wouldn't mind having him to bring off the bench, would you?
No. Oliwobori had a good chance, didn't he, to start early in the second half. It looks like just couldn't quite nick it round the keeper.
No. Yeah, he did. That was a very good chance. If you'd have scored then, you'd have thought, yeah, that's game, set, and match. But
was it JMD with a pass as well?
Yeah.
It was a fantastic pass. Another awesome ball.
Yeah. Some of his passes are amazing. He looks a really good player. But yeah, Oliwobori was, he had a few good opportunities. And again, I said in my conclusions that he was, And someone said, well, that's what you expect when you get players on loan, young players on loan, which is absolutely true. He's almost got everything because he's got the pace. He knows how to use that pace. He often finds himself in exactly the right place, exactly the right position. He just hasn't got that finishing. And I know, yes, he's a young player and he's he's on loan from a team. But how many post match press conferences is it going to be where Mark Cooper says, "Oh, Andrew should have done better there"? We had one. Where was it? Oh, it's the one at Bromley, wasn't it? Where he had a good chance. He could have scored as well. I mean, that's the thing that he really needs to bring to his game. Won't need me to tell him that, I'm sure. But put that one away and it's good night.
Do you think if he gets one?
Yeah, maybe.
They'll start coming. It feels like there's one of those situations where he is in the right place. Mm-hmm. He just needs one to go in and, you know, hopefully that gets him flowing.
Yeah. He has scored one, hasn't he? I think he scored one in a home game, didn't he?
I don't remember him scoring. I don't think he has.
Oh, okay.
He set up Worthy against Torquay.
He scored the one against Bromley.
Oh, he did, didn't he? Yeah, right. That's it. Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe they won't start flowing then. Who knows?
Let's hope so.
Second goal?
Yeah, second goal. And again, he was involved in that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I think, again, it was Maguire drew ball forward, maybe. And he brought in from the left-hand side, played it into Worthy. But no, that goal's all about Matt Worthington, isn't it?
But that was really good play from him in that... Mm. You know, it looked like the way the ball was going to carry, he could have run on through with it, maybe gone down a blind alley, but he comes back inside and, you know, we looked like we were queuing up there on the edge of the box, really.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But that finish was something. I mean, it looked good from the other end of the ground, but watching it again on the highlights, he just bent that in, isn't he? And Deli Justin's a good goalkeeper as well in the Dagenham goal. So, yeah, to get that past him from that kind of distance,
he was rooted, wasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like he wasn't even expecting the shot almost. I think he thought Worthington was maybe going to pass it because he had people around him. But, yeah, who knew Matt Worthington had that in his locker?
Yeah. Well, that's three goals he's got now, hasn't he?
Yeah.
This season. And we've said for a while that he's got to, and he said, I know about adding goals to his game, has got to be something he's got to do. But yeah, he looked good again yesterday, Worthington. A lot of energy was one of those. He was getting back and doing the defensive stuff with Charlie Cooper, but also bombing forward a lot as well. And obviously he's had a hand in both goals. So yeah, he had a good game. I think he made the non-league paper team of the day. But yeah, for me, Josh Staunton was our man of the match. But probably could have picked any of those back four, I'd have thought. But who were excellent again, I thought. But no, wouldn't begrudge Matt Worthington that he had a very good game.
I want to point out that when I watched the highlights, I watched the goal a couple of times, and two things stood out for me. Is that it's the 80th minute and Jamie Record is still flying forward down the left-hand side to try and get involved, which I thought was really good. So the ball gets recycled from Oliver Bory and you can just see Jamie Record fly towards the box. He must have made up pretty much box to box to get in a position. Obviously, he doesn't ever get involved, but the fact that he's there, if the keeper was to save it, it would fall to Record, who has made up that ground. And that's something I think we've missed a little bit. If we go back to the very start of the season, Jamie Record was scoring goals.
Yeah.
Just through being given that license, just to have a right old go down that left-hand side. And I'm a little bit annoyed that we're going to miss him for a couple of games. Because if he's getting that back, I'm more than happy for him to do that. Because I think that's something that can really add to his game. And I really liked the reaction of Alex Fisher. It clearly just misses him. He turns around, sees it flying to top bins. And he turns around, hand on his head, and gives it the "oh my days" look.
Yeah,
I cannot believe you've just done that. And that's always it's always a sign of a good goal when one of your teammates can't believe you've just done it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, he did superbly. Well, but he had a good chance as well. There were a couple the Oloroboro one and after that second goal, Fisher in I think it was in injury time actually had a great chance to put that to add another. So yeah, if you were being greedy, you could have been could have been 3 or 4, but yeah, it's probably there's still something to do, isn't there? There's still some stuff to do, I think, for us defensively.
I think the win
offensively,
is
it, I should say.
The win is so important when you look at what happened below us.
All the other teams are winning. Yeah.
Everyone winning, and you know, I think it's a good example. It's a good example of why perhaps we can't look too far ahead of ourselves and up the table, because you know we're. Teams are creeping up and keeping us within it, but just to get that win, and Dagenham are still in the playoff positions after, even though we beat them, like massive, like psychologically, I think off the back of not playing for 2 weeks and the last game being a 4-1 defeat as well, could not have been a better weekend, really.
I didn't realize until I looked at the table after the game. And I'm not saying that's it's a good thing or that we're in the mix, but we're 10 points off sixth. So Bromley in sixth are 40, us and Dorking 18th and 19th, 30 points. 10 points from sixth to 19th is really close.
Well,
that is one good run. That's all that is. That's one good 5 or 6 game run, and you've made that ground up. That's all that is. And that's one bad 5 or 6 game run. And the teams in 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th are suddenly looking at being 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th. It's a bonkers division. It really looks like being crazy.
Well, that's what listening to Terry talking to Ian before the game, he said the same thing, didn't he? And I think I probably snickered at him when he said that as well. Thinking, yeah, but drawing all those games rather than losing them is actually... puts in a decent position.
I think Wealdstone on Tuesday, you know, they're in 10th at the moment. Like, that's... we get within touching distance-ish of them, and maybe you start thinking about things, but I'm 18th at the moment, and we're... there's a long way to go.
There is, and, there's a lot of... a lot of teams, that's the issue, is that it's not just one set of runs you need to go your way for that kind of distance to be made up. You also need Halifax, Maidenhead, York, Aldershot, Altrincham, Solihull all to have a couple of bad games before you suddenly start overlapping them. The simple math is, if we beat Wilton on Tuesday, we're 4 points off them. But there's a lot of other ifs, buts and maybes that will go in between. So what I think now is that that win has to catapult into the two home games. Like, if we come out of those two home games with nothing against a good Wealdstone side, but have had their problems on the road, and rock-bottom Maidstone with nothing, 3 points out of these three games is useless. It's absolutely useless. But, if we can do two home games in a row, two wins, maybe a gritty, horrible, scrappy one against Wealdstone, try and get a few goals against Maidstone, which, of course, will be the first time we properly thrash someone in a long time.
Of course.
I know it's an obvious thing to say, but that win looks really, really good if you back it up twice. Like, seriously good. Because I agree with you. I don't think Dagenham are a bad side. I think Dagenham will be far closer to the 7th than they will be 19th come the end of the season.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and then you look at the, other than Notts County at home, because obviously, well, we don't know what's going on with Wrexham game now, because, sorry, Ben. But there's a few in there, isn't there, where you think York seem to be in a bit of free fall. We've got to go to York in February as well. Did I see that the Altrincham game has been rearranged now for the end of February? So... yep. Yeah, at home, obviously. So there's a few games in there where you think, yeah, if we could pick up some serious points in February, if we hit a bit of form in February, yeah. As always, I wonder where the goals are coming from. But if we can get them here and there from the likes of, well, Oliver Bore can get a few. Maguire Drew can get a few. Jack Clark can get a few. Yeah, you could see us moving on up, couldn't you? But we'll see. I think there's a long way to go. One swallow doesn't make a summer or whatever it is.
No, win them all.
Hashtag win them all. If we'd have got thumped yesterday, or even if we'd lost 1-0, 0-0, couldn't break down 10 men, whatever it may be, I am really worried about Wilson. It's amazing what happens when your football club doesn't ruin your weekend, isn't it? but you have to look at Wilson now. And again, I'm just having a look here. Last away game that Wilson had, lost in the FA Trophy to a team the division below, drew against Maidenhead, drew against Bromley.
Something like that. Eh?
I know, ridiculous. Lost against Barnet. At the weekend, they got done by one of the teams below us. They got done by Gateshead at home. So they're an inconsistent side, Wealdstone. They're not by any means going to be a pushover. Far from it.
They had a really good start, didn't they? Mm. And I think that's kind of what's kept them where they are at the moment.
And the last two games we have had against them have been the nil-nilest of nil-nils.
Yeah, that one at their place was very nil-nil.
So, you know, I feel a lot better going into it. And I wonder if that will be replicated. And I guess this is a question for you, Ian, as much as anything. But Tuesday night, it could have been potentially quite quiet, not much atmosphere. Off the back of a good, proper 2-0 away win, first home game in a little while. Can you see it being a fairly good night, decent atmosphere, and maybe a few extra bodies in the crowd as well?
I hope so. I think, you know, it's first home game in 30 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've had a load of players join as well. I think there is reason to be optimistic and positive. And, you know, I don't think, you know, I said this at the start of the season, if we don't beat the likes of Wealdstone, we're never going to make it out of this division. So
it's true.
You know, here we are. So I think, you know, if we've got to want to win these games, we're unbeaten at home, we've got every reason to go into home games positive, excited, and, you know, expecting the best from the team. And I think there'll be some new players in that team who want to show the supporters what they're about as well, who haven't had the chance to do it yet.
Yeah, you make a fair point about the supporters seeing new players. I was just having a look at the team from the last home game. There will be no Andrews. He's not there. Looking at the bench. Well, we haven't seen anything of Chory Johnson recently.
I imagine he'll go in at left back, do you think?
Well, let's have that conversation, because I was going to ask about Agbaje. Mm-hmm. Agbaje? Agbaje? Not quite sure how I'm saying it.
Agbaje.
Agbaje. He's Irish. I'm not sure if it's like a apostrophe Baje.
Agbaje.
Agbaje. Like, is he not the left back? I know he's a right back by trade, but is he not the person to go in at left back? How did he look in his little 15-minute cameo on Saturday?
In as much as you can tell anything about anyone for 15 minutes, he looked fairly composed. He's bigger than I thought he was. He's quite tall. But yeah, he looked very composed. Won a tackle or two, I think. So yeah, he did what he could do. We've seen Morgan Williams at left back before now, haven't we?
Mm, we have.
Maybe switch him across. Yeah, again, I say he looked solid. Had a good game at Dagenham as well, I thought, Morgan Williams. So maybe put him at left back, and the new lad at right back might be an option. I wonder about Chory Johnson, because I've seen a couple of people say that this new lad coming in means that's the end of it for him. And he obviously wasn't in the squad on Saturday. But then Mark Cooper seems to do this, doesn't he? Like, there was no Linton either in the squad on Saturday. And I didn't hear anybody ask a question or say anything about where he was. But then equally, the last few games, there's been no Charlie Wakefield. And everyone's thinking, oh, maybe that's the end of Charlie Wakefield. Then maybe he doesn't fancy him. And then he's on the bench at Dagenham. So I know he didn't come on, but yeah, you wonder.
I just think he's got a decent squad.
Yeah.
They can only use five subs. So people just have to miss out, you know.
Yes.
One of them.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, Johnson's an option at left back, but I wonder about
swapping
Williams.
Broken, not stirred.
What about
nothing wrong?
Yeah. What about BRE at left back? That sigh, ladies and gentlemen, was everything you needed to hear about that opinion. Thank you so much. He's left-footed. He's done it a bit before. I'd rather him at left back than blooming up front.
Are you left-footed, Ian?
No. I can use both, but I'm more comfortable on my right.
I'll have you instead.
I'm not a left back. Not a left back.
Changing room slot. This is so surreal, not being able to see Ian and just hearing this. Oh dear. But yes, yeah, I'd rather have Morgan Williams. Okay.
Thank you. I was just trying to make an idea happen. Apologies if I've offended anybody with my Ben Richards Everton chat.
No, I'm not offended. I just not feeling it. But yes, bring it on. Win them all.
Bring it on.
Are you there with your professional hat on, Ian, or are you there enjoying the pints?
I'm there with my professional hat.
Is it on?
I've got to find it. I've got to find my professional hat at some point. What does a professional hat look like, Ben?
It looks like a set of brand new pens you bought for Wrexham away. It's now utterly wasted.
You could put them on your head. But I mean, Wrexham away is still going to happen, Ben.
Yeah,
but not when I want it.
How do you know?
Because it's not how it works. I've gone from having
ruined. Now you've ruined it.
I want it now.
I've gone from having three games away in February to one. If anybody cancels York away, there will be hell to pay.
Yeah, I can. There are a few conversations going on Saturday about people taking an evening in York. So I think there will be upset from many a person if that one goes.
Including me.
Including you, especially you.
Mm.
But yes, so Wealdstone, we're feeling more confident than we were. What did they do Saturday? They
lost to Gateshead.
Oh, right. Okay. They were winning, weren't they? They were winning.
That's just how rubbish they are.
Oh God! Right. Okay. Don't say that. Don't do that. The chat from the Stones cast will be on to us again. Yeah, I can't remember. Oh no! It was a home game. What do we do against them at home last season? It was a goalless draw, wasn't it?
It was two goalless draws. We've literally just had this conversation. The last.
Oh yeah, I only remembered the one I went to. But
we've just done this. It's fine. Cool. Yes, they went 1-0.
Carry on.
Max Kretschmar. There they go.
Yeah. Well,
Fisher skied the pen, didn't he? No, Linton skied the pen. Took it off Fisher.
That was at their place, yeah.
10 men against 10 men for 100 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Right.
Can only get better than that, can't it?
I can't.
Things can only get better.
If we sorry, that completely put me off now.
We've even got Ben singing tonight. Ben doesn't normally drop a tune in, does it?
This is what I mean. When your football club doesn't ruin your life, things are brilliant.
Questions? We got questions?
Yeah.
Questions time? Or have we got anything else?
Probably. Everyone's probably really happy about it because their weekend hasn't been ruined.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Any on the Facebook, Dave? Check properly.
I heard you say before on Friday that I check properly, unlike Dave does, and I do check properly. I just didn't that one time, but no, I shared it twice. I shared it on Ciderspace and I shared it on the Green and Whites, and I got a like on one of them, but there are no questions there.
Absolutely. Who likes it?
Maureen Nicholson, Mo.
You get a shout out for liking it. Well done, you. You're a legend.
Actually, can I say something about Saturday?
Of course you can.
I because I promised Pat everyone's favourite. So I promised Pat that I would ever mention something. So there are a couple of pyros that went off. Yeah. And one of them was lobbed forward and landed under Pat's seat. And so, yeah, Pat was feeling a bit worse for wear come the end of the game. And I know we've spoken about it time and again. There was a couple of lads got taken out of the ground, but please.
Was it at Woking last season, wasn't it? I think there was a bit of...
Yeah, I think there was. Yeah, there was one at Woking, wasn't there? Yeah. It was just, why? I don't get it. It's just like, I'm not really sure that particularly adds to the atmosphere. It takes several years of your life breathing it in, I would imagine. But yeah, we're saying about, something should be done about it, but I'm not sure what more you can do than, well, check people better.
Check people properly.
Yeah, and deal with them if and when they are caught doing it. But that did seem to be what happened on Saturday. I'm never quite sure how they figure out who's done this, but the police officer there who took someone away clearly did. But yeah, if that was you, give it up, eh?
Don't be a prick.
Well, yeah, there they go. spoken
like a true asthmatic who can't breathe at the best of times,
yeah,
let alone when my lungs are filled with green gubbins.
Green gubbins,
yeah.
That Ryan Reynolds' new TV.
Green gubbins,
new era. Sorry, Ben.
Ben doesn't want to be anything with...
Stupid idiot.
But no, there's no questions on Facebook.
Okay. Long way around getting to
that
it.
That was a long way around getting to it.
No. Okay. So on Twitter, the place where the questions land.
Yeah.
Debs Curtis asks, is it too early to start having conversations with those players who have impressed Mark Cooper and are out of contract at the end of the season, like Worthington, Record and Smith?
No, it is not too early. It is exactly the right time. And I'll say this, some of the new signings have got fairly long deals, haven't they? Did JMD get 2.5 years?
Yeah, did, yeah.
So if you're starting to think long term, there's no harm in solidifying what you've already got. And Smith, for me, is worth a few quid. If there's movement in the EFL over the next 24, 48 hours with goalkeepers, I'd be a teeny tiny bit concerned about Grant Smith. And you don't want to do... You know, you don't want to lose him at that kind of point, but it might become difficult to sort of replace. So for me, absolutely start having the conversations. And if Cooper wants to start planning longer term, fine by me. Let's talk Smith. Let's talk Staunton, Worthington, Record, whoever it is that may be worth hanging on to for sure. Absolutely. Great call by Debs.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't think it's too soon, but I suppose a lot of it depends on what is our situation as far as off the field situation as to how long term we can be, how much money there is to do things. But we signed some players. We brought some players in on loan, Jack Clark and then Edwin. So somebody somewhere must be doing something. Somehow.
You are probably right, mate. Yeah, someone somewhere maybe. Doing something somewhere. Yeah,
that's probably the most vague sentence ever uttered by a human being.
I think we've kind of covered this question, but we can add a couple of names to it. Similar along the lines from Finlay Charles. Who would you say are the five must keeps going into next season, judging them under Mark Cooper? I think Worthington, Record and Smith are probably... three for sure, even Record, judging Record on how he performed under Chris Hargreaves, you know, scoring all the goals he did, and he's certainly been a good signing.
Staunton's under contract anyway, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maguire Drew's under contract anyway, but I definitely look to keep both of those.
Williams?
Yeah, I'd keep Williams based on that. I mean, it'd be lovely to think that you could keep Owen Bevan, but I imagine come next season, he'll be moving onwards and upwards.
I think Fisher and Linton were both 2-year deals as well, weren't they? I don't think we've got so many
that are out of contract.
That are out of contract this summer.
No.
I think Charlie Wakefield signed 1 year, didn't he? Lawson Diaz signed 1 year.
Yeah. So then you're into people like Jory Johnson, who maybe signed for a year as well. And
Yeah. I'm not sure there is five that are ours. There's definitely four that I would say we would want to keep them next year.
What did Charlie Cooper sign?
I think he signed 18 months.
Did he?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Finley Charles has got another one. Do you agree that Matt Worthington was underappreciated/underutilized until now, and has he found his role in the new midfield setup? Don't think he was underappreciated.
No, we loved him, didn't we? We still do. Yeah.
I don't think he was underappreciated. I think probably by his own admission, he was underperforming of what he could be. We had so many people say it. Carl Dickinson said it when he left that time, didn't he? That he can be anything he wants to be. And I don't think last season he was everything he could have been. And I think, mentioned it before, goals is a real thing that he appears to be bringing and needs to be bringing more of. And obviously playing in a more advanced position as he is, he's getting that, isn't it? But I mean, I think I looked, he'd scored one last season and none the season before that. So for a player, because he's not a young player anymore, is he? He's an experienced head, one of our longest serving player, I'd imagine. So yeah, I think what we're seeing of him now is what he can and should be delivering. But so I don't say he was underappreciated, but I think he, by his own admission, would have said that he'd not performed to his full potential prior to now. But he is, so good for him.
He is only 25.
Is he? Yeah.
And I think that sort of arcs back to the previous point where if we found somewhere that actually suits him really, really well, which I think we kind of have now, let's say, right, his prime years are ahead of him. Mm-hmm. Let's keep him. I from what we've seen so far, this little run since, when did he score and get sent off? Halifax.
Yeah.
That little run, he's just put four or five really solid performances. He was key in the two games against Torquay, and now he's backed it up with a couple of performances and a couple of goals.
He got three goals in five games. Did I get that right?
Quick maths. Yes, because he would have missed the one that, so there's been six games, isn't there? But he would have missed one for the red card.
In his last five, yeah.
In his last five.
So that's pretty good ratio, isn't it?
Very good.
What do you think, Ian?
Yeah, I think he's a player that we just always thought he could be so much more than he's been. I don't think he's been underutilized. I don't think he's been underappreciated. I think we just thought he would be able to do more than he has done. And now he's really starting to do it. So, you know. Everyone kind of players start performing at different ages, don't they? You look at some of the players who, I don't know off the top of my head, Olivier Giroud, for example, you know, he won Ligue 1 when he was in his late 20s, then found a move to Arsenal, then won the World Cup with France. And, you know, some players really turn it on a little bit later on in their careers. So, yeah.
For Matt Worthington, read Olivier Giroud. All he's got to do is win the World Cup and he's sorted.
That would be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Olivier Giroud is the most underrated Premier League striker of all time. Don't at me. Don't even go there.
Right.
It's not even close. Second, Juan Pablo Angel.
obviously, Dave will take a Somerset Premier Cup win over Matt Worthington winning the World Cup.
Absolutely, I will. Yeah. Don't know Matt Worthington will, but I will, yeah.
Have you booked your Valentine's night in Poulton yet?
I haven't. Although Jake's listening, I absolutely have, yeah.
I'm having the rest of my tooth out on Valentine's Day, so...
Oh, wow.
That's my 14th of Feb.
Mrs. Perkins has got a real special night to look forward to then, isn't she? You moaning about your tooth. Anywho.
Mike Watts asked, do you think the signing of Edwin Agbaji, that Chory Johnson has moved further down the pecking order?
This
yes, no, yes.
Yeah.
Kind of, he has. Yeah. But In the same way we've already touched on, really, an opportunity will arise. It might be Turi Johnson gets the opportunity at left back. And in the same way, Morgan Williams took the left back opportunity, ironically, at Wrexham last year, made it his own. Morgan Williams has been out the side for a little while prior to that, comes back in, has a world each, stays at left back for the rest of the season. There will be an opportunity, whether that be at the back, in midfield. Might just have to sit out a few games first. But yeah, at the moment, he probably has dropped a one down the pecking order, yes.
You keep bringing up Wrexham, Ben, don't you?
It's really annoyed me.
James Drew asked, the first item on your food shop list? Milk.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to be something dull, isn't it? Like
milk and bread.
Orange juice. A lot of orange juice gets him taken in my house.
Ben's is going to be like Monster, six-pack of Monster or something.
No, I am logistical with my food shop lists. I do them in order of supermarket. So it's the fruit and veg that comes first. So it'll be all the fruit that we need. Grapes, strawberries, blueberries, bananas, apples.
Yeah, I do the same. But I will add, like, bread will be on first, and then I'll build the list around.
Around the bread. Bread is your bread is your reliable. To go. Bread is your midfield linchpin.
It is, yeah.
You can build a team around a life, can't you?
Bread is the Charlie Lee of my shopping.
The Charlie Cooper.
Yeah, the Charlie Cooper, yeah. Okay, so yours is fruit and veg, Ben. Okay.
Yep. Specifically grapes and strawberries.
Finley's asked a few, but this is the last one I'm going to do. Does Jordan Young have the potential to be a 15 to 20 goal a season striker from the limited bits we saw of him so far?
Well, I having seen both of his limited bits, at Bromley, I didn't really see anything. None of his limited bits on show. It was too cold.
What's it called?
Oh, Jordan, if you're listening, I'm sorry. No, I'm not. But on Saturday, I thought, yeah, No. Let's not go there.
Look at those limited bits.
They were there for all to see.
He looked good. He did a lot of hassling and harrying, and he's a real problem. He's kind of Linton does that, I find. I remember Linton coming on against Notts County, and I can't remember where he came on another game. Against Torquay at Torquay. Linton came on and he did that. And he just, made a nuisance of himself. And he had a couple of dust ups with the Dagenham defence, which obviously, got him living rent free in their heads. I think, again, he's got to score goals, isn't he, to prove what a striker he is. But based on Saturday's performance, there's something there for sure.
Number 11 on his back. Could he be the next Tom Knowles?
Not based on what we've seen so far. Tom Knowles was pretty nondescript in his first few outings, if I remember rightly. I don't remember Tom Knowles thinking, wow, who's this lad? But
yeah, it took a while for him to get in the team, didn't it?
It did. So let's see. I'm not saying he's the next Tom Knowles, because that is obviously Will Dawes. So.
Very true. Okay, Lee Riggs. So after Mother Nature, let us play. Yeovil won an away game. Royal Rumble winners were great. The real question, what have we got to moan about for this weekend? Takeover is a banned word. We know what Ben's going to moan about, so we don't need to go back there again. Yeah, Dave, you got anything to moan about?
And I can't moan about the takeover.
No.
Can I moan about the sale of all of our assets to South Somerset District Council?
Yeah.
Can I moan about that?
Okay. We've been doing that for exactly a year now, haven't we?
I'm more than happy to moan more about that. So, yeah.
And I'm going to moan about my internet.
Yeah, your internet, yeah. Yeah.
Archie HD Hood asks, will there be any hot dogs on Tuesday night?
We had hot dogs for tea last night. Like, posh ones. Very nice.
I had hot dogs for lunch today.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like Frankfurter hot dogs. Yeah. When you say hot, when
you can
you
take the boy out of Germany, but you can't take Germany out of the boy,
yeah,
can
good.
You?
Yeah. Mind Wiener Schnitzel or
what?
Exactly. Yeah. Now we're back to limited bits again, now, aren't we? The yeah. When you have hot dogs, are we talking Frankfurters? Or are we talking actual sausages?
Yeah. What's a posh hot dog?
Well, we had actual sausages because Ollie wanted the Frankfurters. We didn't have enough, so we just had the actual sausages. I have a question.
Did Ollie have a Frankfurter?
Yes, he likes the Frankfurters. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
It is meat in a bread roll, isn't it? So,
I know. I think it's a hot dog. Yeah, a sandwich is a sandwich.
Yeah, but is it in the sandwich family?
I think it's a close cousin.
Close cousin.
It's yeah, it's sandwich heritage.
The Earl of Sandwich.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh dear. Yeah.
Former Glover's Cast quiz champion Rob Manley has a question. Who gets relegated from the National League this season?
There's quite a few in there. When I looked at them, I thought, wow, did that many teams go down?
Well, that's because four haven't gone down in a long time because Dover couldn't be bothered. Then we didn't do any relegations.
Yeah. A lot probably depends on Scunthorpe and what happens with their takeover. If that, they obviously got a good point, didn't they, Saturday? But if that carries on well, then you think they can probably get out of it. Maidstone look like they're gone, don't they? I think.
Yeah. I think Torquay have got enough to get out of it as well.
You think?
Yeah, I do. I think Gateshead go. I think Maidstone go. I think Oldham go.
Oldham?
Yeah, I think
Oldham
they go.
Oldham are pulling out of it a bit, aren't they?
They have pulled out of it, but... Yeah, I think they've got 21st written all over them. And I don't think Dorking can continue to concede the goals at the rate that they do. Even if they score goals, I think Dorking might get pulled into it.
Right. I still...
Rob's gone. Maidstone, Torquay, Halifax and Dorking.
Halifax?
Yeah. Yeah. Halifax are bang out of form. They really are bang out of form, yeah.
I was wondering the same about York. Who seem to be, ever since they sacked their very successful manager, they seem to have been dropping off quite a bit after a good start. So, yeah, I wonder whether they might be. You'll get a team, won't you? And hopefully, no, I won't say it. But you get a team who, once they start dropping, they can't stop.
Dexter Tyson has a typically excellent question. Evening. Marty McFly has knocked on your front door and said, get your coat. He asks you to join him in the DeLorean and says, which historical sporting event would you like to travel to? And which historical event in general would you like to see?
Historical sporting event?
Yeah.
I would obviously go back to Yeovil's last Somerset Premier Cup. when we did that as... Charlie Lee's Green and White Army last season.
That was a special night.
I'd probably go back to the World Cup final in 1966 as a sporting one.
Oh, you'd see that one then.
Yeah, we'd see that one. Or I'd go back to maybe a game where a player just did something amazing like that goal Maradona scored against England in 1986 World Cup, something like that, where you... Yeah, something amazing happened.
For me, it was Euro 96, Gaza against Scotland. Mm-hmm. First game that popped in my head. That was the game that made 8-year-old Ben fall in love with football. So, yeah, that's my...
So that was the FA Trophy final?
No, in 96, I fell in love with football. And then in 2002, I was like, oh, this magic I watch on telly isn't just on telly. It's in front of me.
What about you?
WrestleMania 17.
What happened there?
What didn't happen there?
Okay. All right. What was the main thing? Give me one thing that happened there.
Stone Cold versus The Rock for the second time.
Right.
Signed a deal with the devil. Okay. There you go, Dave. If that doesn't entice you enough.
Well, exactly.
Makes you seek it out. I don't know what will.
I didn't know if we were in Hulk Hogan territory.
No, year after Hulk Hogan versus The Rock, WrestleMania 18.
Was that Hollywood Hogan, though? not original Hogan.
Was that?
I'm talking like I know what I'm talking about here, aren't I? But...
17 was... that was Hardys, Dudleys, and Edge and Christian, wasn't it? TLC.
If anyone else is lost, I'm with you.
I think it was. It's fine. Yes, it's a great show.
Yeah. And was there a second part to that question? Have we lost Ian again?
Have we lost Ian? Has he gone? Oh, second part to the question was, if you could go back to any just event, non-sporting event, where would you go? Like to pick a moment in time,
I would go back to the filming of the of Back to the Future, the original Back to the Future, and I would watch Marty McFly go back in that DeLorean.
You know, it wasn't real, mate.
No, it happened somewhere, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Did it?
Well, it happened in a film studio somewhere, surely.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I understand.
I'd go down. Ian, are you back with us?
Oh, is he back?
I am. I used up all my data.
Oh. And I guess you can't connect to your Wi-Fi, can you?
Well, I am on my Wi-Fi.
We're going to have to be quite quick.
No, yeah. We're in dodgy territory. Right. Go on. Next question.
Did you answer historical event in general?
Yeah, Dave's back off to see the actual DeLorean. I don't know. We all got lost. It's fine.
Okay. These will be quick fire. From Martin Lee, he's asked three. Should Worthy, the Ginger Pirlo, shoot more often?
Yes.
What is your final league position prediction?
Top of the... bottom of the top half.
13th.
Yeah, something like that. 12th, 13th.
12th. Bovril, yes or no?
No.
No. It's just salty water.
Okay. I'm going to say no too. And here's one to think about for next week. Ben loves food and drink.
I saw this question and I thought that was brilliant. Ben loves food and drink.
So your Yeovil Town food and drink related 11, please.
Oh, God. Right, no. I can't think of that off the top of my head. But
no, yeah. That's what I said. There's one to think about.
Right. Can we come back to that? Yeah.
Debs has also asked, we may as well finish on Wrexham. Is the Wrexham Sheffield United ref a secret Glover's Cast fan? Both halves had 7 minutes of added time.
Don't like him. Should have added it. Just keep playing until they score. Why did we need FA Cup replays this year? We didn't need them. We had a World Cup break. Did not need FA Cup replays this year. In the bin.
Is there no way you can get a day off the next?
I might be able to, but I've wasted a day off.
Surely you can...
You can cancel your day off.
Cancel your day off, can you?
It's not that simple. Rotas are in. People have been planned. Freelancers have been booked.
If anyone can find Ben something to do on Tuesday, the 10th of February. And Jen, if you're listening, I'm sure you can think of something for him to do.
He just wanted to use a day off to not do jobs. Yeah. Now he's going to do jobs.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be painting or something. Don't want any of that rubbish.
Ironing. Right, that's all the questions.
Let's call it a day then before your internet packs up. God bless. Yes. Let's pray to the gods of Vodafone or wherever.
Pray to the gods of Vodafone and talk to you later this week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And with a quick turn, skipper Alex Dock slams it in.
There's Lindegaard making Forrest back pedal. Davis looking to help it into the path of Morris. He's found him via the deflection. It's Aaron Davis. He could win it. He probably has won it for Yeovil.
Oh, and it's an opening goal. What a start. Madden, after just 6 minutes, gives Yeovil the lead.
Stansfield, good turn away from Trott. Goal!
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.